Log. Hey there, Patriots and Lori and company listeners. I apologize. We're having internet issues out where we are. It keeps coming and going and dropping. And I didn't want to keep you waiting and wondering. Because of our connection issues, I'm going to put on one of our previous shows. And I apologize for the technical issues. I put a lot of information in the show notes, and I have a lot more things I want to talk to you about, but I got to wait till this internet issue is resolved. It's been out for at least 30 hours, and then it came on and went off again. So it's very flaky, like the control system that runs California, crooks and flakes. Anyway, I'm going to put on some information about Operation Rainbow Overview and what it's about, and I hope you share it. And I'll put some updates, if I can get internet, on my Getter feed at Laura Bella or at Laurie Parrish. If you have you want to contact me, try the number 855-201-6152. That if it does work, that's not sure for sure either. And also Laurie Parrish at consultant.com. All right, hang tough, people. Share the info I posted, and let's be brave, let's be bold, let's be free, and let's have a whole new world. I want it more than anything. I'm so tired of the incompetence of the people that are running California in particular right now. They wait till the infrastructure collapses and then they finally do something. But they don't care if they're inconveniencing businesses and people and making it so they can't communicate. All right, bye-bye. Hello, Patriots. Sorry about the issues getting into the show today and that you were left waiting. We're having internet issues out here and repairs are underway and it keeps coming and going. I hope you can hear me. I put a lot of information on the show notes. Please share that. And we still need volunteers, which Skippity-Doo-Da website has a place for that. I'm going to put on the audio for the Operation Rainbow overview, and I'll come back in a minute. The number to call in is 319-527-6779, but I'll be back after this 24-minute episode.
Blog Talk Radio.
Patriots. Thank you for tuning in to find out more about what we're doing. I'm sorry for being a little late. Everyone in my circle, we were out for celebrating a special occasion last night. And, I have so much to catch up on, and I wanted to thank you for coming by. The benefit that I'm trying to work on, I think I might get help, but, you know, I'm a very optimistic person most of the time. But I don't see how this can't work if everyone gets behind it. But, you know, you have different things going on, so maybe they can work together. I don't know. But I'm excited because there's a special event coming up in the next few weeks. It's the Stampede Rodeo in Valley Center. And that's special because they show it's like a cultural event where everyone sees how things are done with roping and going at bronco ride and things like that. And it's not just for farmers or ranchers. It's actually an important thing to show your kids because America was settled before there were even, a lot of wagons. And so people, used horses as ways for transportation, but also for hauling and tearing down trees. And, horses are wonderful, and I love horses, and my sister's really into them too, my twin. So I'm going to make her go. She said, oh, that's just for farmers and ranchers. I'm like, no, it's actually special. So if you want to know more about the upcoming rodeo in Valley Center, I posted it on blog.laurabella, and I think it's the 27th and 28th. There's so much going on, it's hard to keep track of everything. And I almost missed signing in today because I didn't set a reminder. All the platforms have you can follow the show, it's up to you if you want to do that. But it also, you can set a reminder about the show, so that's kind of nice. I think I explained to you about why this has been so hard. I've tried to keep a low profile because I didn't, that's another long story I'm not going to get into right now. But the bottom line is that I really need some help, and we can get really good teachers and counselors and volunteers and child care providers and those kind of things, get them all rounded up, so to speak, and then we can proceed to the next step, I believe is going to be schools, private schools as well as schools that are detached from the public school system. We don't have any choice now. These people are wicked. I mean, they're not just bad and incompetent and wasteful and stupid. They're wicked, okay? And I hate to say that because I know it's going to draw more fire on me, but I'm saying it. Okay, we're not going to be part of it. And I know a fella who has a wonderful art school. I don't know him well, but I've been impressed by him. And he has the Green Art House, and he is a key founder. And he's doing classes for adults, and he wants to do them for kids, but that's a whole other avenue. But I would encourage you to check it out. His website's beautiful, and he's such a talented man. And it kind of ties into my twin who one summer worked for a famous portrait artist who's very well connected. And she was his chef and his, basically his maitre d'honneur, a person like Mr. Carson in, Downton Abbey. That's what she was. And she just wanted to explore that because she's a really great chef, a cook, and she wanted to test her skills. And it was an interesting experience. And so when I met Richard, I was impressed because he has such a talent, and I know he's doing all kinds of other things and involved with other things, but I have a feeling that he would, you know, be a great art school director and, you know, teach classes. He's just amazing. And he gave good certificates for art classes for our event. And I'm going to ask him for some more to give away as prizes. We're not sure about the location of the 9/11 event, but there are going to be lots of other events going across the country, and they're already happening, and they have got a lot of, you know, big hitters, heavy hitters behind them, so they get, you know, well attended. So even if you don't, you know, want to come out to Rainbow, California for the Inspired Vision event on 9/11, which we're still nailing down the details on, you want to be in the directory because you, or an advertiser, because you are going to be seen because people are talking about this. And I know it doesn't seem that way because I've been so deplatformed and censored, but it's, I know that there's a lot of great people involved in this. And they don't call me up and tell me that. I get visions, and I know what's going on sometimes before other people do. So just think of me as Laura Bella, the Good Witch of the West. I'm not a witch. I'm trying to be funny, but that's kind of how I can explain it to you. One of the other great things about what I've been working on, you know, I'm creating all these videos and logos and designs and things, and, you know, it's very taking time to do that. But I know we could teach kids about graphic design and writing and screenwriting, you know, all the things that are connected to culture through movies and advertising. Our daughter was involved with advertising and political science when she was in college. And she knows so many great people, and some of them are in the movie field. And I can't even talk about it because I don't want to put them under fire. So I hope you have an understanding of how difficult this has been to do, to keep my family safe and to keep her friends safe. You know, I can't be out there dropping names. And so that's why I do what I'm doing, but it doesn't always go very smoothly, and it's very embarrassing. But, you know, I'm asking you to bear with me because I know this is the right thing to do, and it can be so good to do. It can be so great to do good things together, but it's also going to be such a monumental undertaking, and that's monumental word ties into Kirk Cameron. He made the movie Monumental. And he's a patriot. He has a big family. And he started a campfire talk type thing. It's on Facebook. And you know, his idea was to just get people together to chat and talk and, you know, share ideas and not attack each other and have civil conversation. And that's what we need right now, because there's going to be a big shift over to the middle and to the right, because people are aware now, like, oh my goodness, you know, this is much more complicated than what we believe, because a lot of information is being censored and still being censored, but just not as much as it was. I wanted to tell you about the rodeo, Stampede Rodeo, Valley Center Stampede Rodeo. I'm looking for the website because I want to make sure I tell you the right thing. I got so many windows open. Oh, boy. I know it feels sometimes that I'm, you know, being tested way more than most people are because, you know, as John Voight said, when he was going through a rough time in his life, John Voight is the actor who was in, well, the movie Deliverance is when I first started paying attention to him, but he was in Midnight Cowboy. That's what put him on the map. He was in that with Dustin Hoffman. John Voight's a good man. He's a big patriot, a big Trump fan. And John Voight said that God told him it has to be difficult. It's supposed to be difficult. So maybe that's why this has been such a turn on ordeal to, you know, make sure that I was really, really into it. But I am, and I'm still here. I'm still standing. Anyways, the Valley Separate Stampede, I think, ties into the Rawhide Ranch because the Rawhide Ranch is famous for not just having kids camps, but also for specialized training in horsemanship. And I think that at one time when I first came here, they had a mock stagecoach robbery type of thing. But the reason I'm very happy about the Valley Center Stampede Rodeo and the Memorial Festival is because it's on the 27th and 28th this year, this month. And
hey there, Patriots. Okay, so I hope that you heard that talking about the Valley Center Stampede, which is coming in the end of the month, the 27th and 28th, I believe. But check out vcstampede.com. And it's a big thing, so you know, you want to be included in it. And they have spots for sponsors, and they have, you know, it's all very well organized and well funded. And it's going to be worth your time to go to it. The best in the West. All right. And hopefully I get my internet resolved. I'm actually able to get signal strong enough where my office / studio is to make it clearer. I don't understand why these local things aren't talked about more on local radio, but I think 760K FMB is where I used to get my local info from. And a shout out to LaDonna Harvey. You're tied into this too. So is Mike Slater. You'll understand when you read books. And LaDonna is another L name. She's a great voice, radio assistant. Mike Slater knows Glenn Beck. Rick Roberts of KFMD, big patriot. I've heard anything about him lately. Hope he's okay. And he was targeted when I was targeted. But, you know, I'm not supposed to talk about that either. So, you know, we've got to circle the wagons, folks. John Wayne was here, you know, like in the house, the Clinton talk or on the West, you know, Alamo, so many, Big J, all the things, so many great Westerns. John Wayne would want us to stick together and help each other. That's what we're going to do. And I see it happening, but it's just way slower than I want it to be. And, you know, I thought that I was a big part of this, but, you know, I don't know what's going on. Nobody's telling me anything except what I, you know, get little glimpses of. And when I say that, I mean, like, I get snapshots, like a video, but this is a piece of it, like a Flash. I don't get like a whole video, so I have to figure it out. That's why it takes so long, because no one's telling me, you know, what. So I think I'm on the right track. The Rawhide Ranch is now offering higher education, not just the camp program, charter school type things that are accredited. Rawhide Ranch is a cornerstone of the community, so it's important to get behind them. I was just at the Valley Center History Museum. Took a video. I'm going to be uploading it and I'm linking it here or on the next episode, but it'll be on my Getter feed, GEPTR.com, under Lori Parrish. And the video shows how cool this area is and all the stars that were out here. And not that that matters, whether you're a movie star or you're just a nobody, but this is a key part of the puzzle. You know, Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and Lawrence Welk, you know, those were guys from Hollywood that were not, connected to communists and Marxists and, this perverted thing that's been going on off radar. And yes, there were some issues with other problems, but they tried to start a foundation to deal with it, the Cosby Foundation for Drug Rehabilitation. And a lot of really good people are trying their best. Okay, I'm out of time. I'm going to say goodbye, and God bless you. Be brave, be bold, be free. Idea. Liberty. Don't forget May 21st, we're having a Liberty Party here at Celebration of Appreciation of Tea. That's international around the world that day on the 21st. God bless you. Hang in there, folks. Be okay.